It is a 12 o'clock camp day today at Maimonides Park. We are well rested and ready to rumble for game two of this six-game series between the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Greensboro Grasshoppers. It's the Mets and the Pirates affiliate playing for just the second time ever after last night's first between the two teams. It was a 6-0 early Brooklyn lead, and then they held on late to win 6-5 and get out of Dodge with a W. They reversed the end of that Aberdeen series that left a sour taste in their mouths. And the Cyclones coming into this game today at 8-8, Greensboro a half game behind at 7-8. He's Nick DeLuca. My name is Keith Radd. The guys pitching today, Greensboro's Nick Garcia against Brooklyn's Garrison Bryant, coming up at 12 o'clock. It is a hot one. Luckily, we're in some shade today, Nick, and ready to go for game two.
Yeah, it is a hot one, and the Cyclones trying to stay hot with the bats this afternoon. Brooklyn had been searching for some offense toward the tail end of that series with Aberdeen and found it in game one, especially early on in the ballgame against Greensboro yesterday. Cyclones hanging on for a 6-5 victory and scoring six runs in the first four innings, doing all of their scoring early. A run in the first, sack fly by Nick Gattis, and a four spot. That was the big inning in the second for Brooklyn. Jose Peroza hit a home run. Jalen Palmer with a triple. Shervin Newton, an RBI single. Matt Rudick driving in a run with a double. That was top to bottom one of the better innings the Cyclones have put together offensively as of late. And then Brooklyn, with the cherry on top in the fourth inning, getting a solo homer off the bat of Jose Mena. And Mena really putting a charge into that long fly ball to left. It was his fourth home run of the season. Cyclones feeling really good about themselves getting out of that early lead because they had Nick Zwack on the mound, who struggled a little bit into the sixth inning, was super sharp before then. Ended up going 5 1/3, allowing five hits, two runs, both were earned. And it was that sixth inning that got Greensboro on the board. Three doubles in the inning from Francisco Acuna, Andy Rodriguez, and Abraham Gutierrez. And Greensboro was surging late in the ballgame. The five unanswered runs, two more in the seventh, and a run in the eighth. But ultimately not enough as the Cyclones were able to slam the door. So into this afternoon's ball game, Brooklyn at 8-8 in the second half, Greensboro at 7-8, and the Cyclones trying to capitalize on some of that momentum and in particular continue the strong output with the bats. This a Greensboro pitching staff that will give them some extra opportunities, mentioned it at the top of the game yesterday, but this is a Greensboro staff that has the third highest ERA at high A coming into this series, third most home runs allowed, and the second most walks. So they put guys on, will give you those extra base runners, and have been prone to give up those loud contact big hits, whether it be homers like they did two yesterday or the extra base hits. Jalen Palmer with a triple. Cyclones were able to put together some strong at-bats and trying to continue that into this afternoon. Most impressive for the Cyclones, a couple of homers in the ballgame. Brooklyn had been struggling for some power as of late and found it last night with a couple of long balls. Mentioned Jose Mena and Jose Peroza went deep, continuing his strong hitting as of recently. Peroza is now 10 for his last 31, has five extra base hits in seven games in July, had three extra base hits in all of June. The average up to 215, and the number 29 prospect in the Mets system is feeling more and more comfortable at the plate. Had a chance to catch up with him about the series opening victory and what's made him so good at the dish. That's next. on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Wednesday afternoon, game two from Maimonides Park after the Cyclones' 6-5 series opening victory over Greensboro yesterday. Nick DeLuca with Cyclones infielder Jose Peroza. Jose, hold on for the game one win 6-5 yesterday. How important is that in setting the tone for the rest of the series?
No, siempre es bueno empezar ganando el primer juego de la serie porque eso te lleva a motivarte a que por lo menos ganes el segundo, el tercero, el cuarto y siempre te termines llevando la serie a casa.
This is for him, and it's very important. Like you said, you set the tone, and people keep the energy through the series, and hopefully win the series.
You jumped out to the early lead with 5 runs in the first 2 innings. How big a lift is it to get out to the early lead?
No, muy bien, porque es que eso es lo que uno quiere para el equipo y también para el pitcher, porque mientras uno le haga las carreras temprano, el pitcher y los jugadores de posiciones siempre van a estar motivados a hacer las cosas bien, por lo menos el pitcher a tirar strike, sacar los outs, y los jugadores de posición a coger su rolling o fly de routine.
He said, well, it's good to have a 5-run lead, you know, especially for the pitcher. You know, he can be more relaxed and attack the strike zone. The same thing with the players out there. Getting, like, less stressful at-bats and play with more confidence and trust.
You helped add to the lead in the second inning. How did that home run feel off the bat?
Contento, porque es que, o sea, ese era el picheo que yo estaba buscando para darle a la pelota fuerte, y se logró la meta, que era poner la bola en juego, y bueno, salió un run.
He said that happy because in that moment, that was the pitch that he was looking for, but he was trying just to make a good contact, and the home run came out, and it's really happy that it was a home run.
Mm-hmm. Jose, you're a 320 hitter over your last 30-plus at-bats. Do you feel like you're settling in at the plate?
No, ahora me siento muy bien porque es que al principio empecé un poco lento y ahorita es que estoy agarrando otra vez como
el time.
Y pues es lo mejor porque eso es lo que se quiere, está jugando todos los días y batear bien para apoyar el equipo.
He says that, yeah, that he got a really slow start, like, and that now he's starting to feel better, and that's what he wants, you know, that now he feels like he has his time in rhythm, and that's what he wants to, you know, to produce so he can keep helping the team and win some games.
Is that what's changed for you, timing, rhythm? Have you changed your approach at all? What's allowed you to feel more comfortable?
Dice que si eso es lo único que tú has hecho, el ritmo y el timing, o has trabajado en el approach para sentirte cómodo.
En las dos partes, el approach es muy importante, pero al principio solo tenía que intentar leer el timing.
Yeah, he says that, yeah, it was more rhythm and timing. He, from the beginning of the season, he has been seeing the ball well, like he has a good approach. It's just that the timing and the rhythm was off, and now thankfully he's there now, and hopefully we'll keep producing, doing better.
Jose, I'll wrap it up on this one. An early start after the night game yesterday. How does that affect your routine?
No afecta porque que ya es mi rutina y lo hago todos los días y siempre lo voy a hacer.
It's not gonna affect him because we still have the time to do our routine in the cage, and he's gonna be ready for the game.
Jose, appreciate the time. Good luck this afternoon.
Thank you.
That's Cyclones infielder Jose Peroza. Be back with more on Cyclones pregame right after this.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Cyclones pregame continues here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network ahead of Game 2 of 6 on this Wednesday afternoon between Brooklyn and Greensboro. Cyclones shooting for two straight to open the series after dropping the final two against Aberdeen. Got the offense rolling yesterday and trying to get more of the same as part of that offensive approach this afternoon. Brooklyn coming in at 8-8 on the second half and playing a team that is right next to them in the standings. Brooklyn and Greensboro without a ton of separation, just a half game. And that's really the case with the South Atlantic League standings coming in to play this afternoon. Brooklyn into play sits three games back of Hudson Valley, who has been on a tear as of recently in the second half at 11-5, Aberdeen at 9-6, Wilmington at 8-7, Brooklyn three games back at 8-8, and Greensboro 3.5 back at 7-8. So the question, can Brooklyn find that consistent approach and find their way to some offense, because the pitching has continued to be good even against a tough lineup that Greensboro has, but it's that hitting that was there yesterday. Can they continue that approach into this afternoon's ball game? Around the Mets organization yesterday, Erie a 4-0 win over Binghamton as the Rumble Ponies dropped another one. Jacksonville and Syracuse a 4-0 final in favor of the Jumbo Shrimp, out hitting Syracuse by a score of 12-3. And Dunedin and St. Lucie were postponed yesterday due to weather. St. Lucie and the Blue Jays affiliate just about underway at Clover Park in game one. Doubleheader to follow. And Binghamton and Erie playing at 6:05 tonight. Jacksonville and Syracuse underway at NBT Bank Stadium at 6:35. Around the Mets organization, Mets playing in Atlanta and continuing that series this evening. A 4-1 loss yesterday. Got that early run, couldn't hold the lead. And the Braves right on their tail in the NL East standings have even the series at 1. And the afternoon ball game on the getaway day in Atlanta as the Mets and Braves battle it out yet again with just a game and a half of separation in the NL East standings. Lineup cards have been exchanged. Calix Crabb and Luis Rivera making their way back to their respective dugouts. And that means just about time for baseball. Gorgeous afternoon from Maimonides Park. Send it back over to Keith Radd for lineups and first pitch here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Thank you, Nick. The lineups this afternoon brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn near Barclays Center. Located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan, Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn is a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express.
For the Greensboro Grasshoppers, right fielder Yoenir Fajardo leads off. Then Francisco Acuna, the shortstop, bats second. 3-4-5, it's Jacob Gonzalez at first. DH Andy Rodriguez, the cleanup man. Catcher Abraham Gutierrez bats fifth. Third baseman Dario Lopez hits sixth. Hudson Head, the center fielder, bats seventh. The second baseman Jackson Glenn hits eighth. And Luke Brown, the left fielder, bats ninth. We'll get into the rest of the lineups as we move along. One more break at Maimonides Park. And when we get back, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Conforto hits one into right. Down the line. It is good. Home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo cracks one. Deep right center field. Look at up, Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well. Left field.
And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez, he ties the game with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness, this is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the back. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight and the Mets win it.
Broken by one. The pitch.
Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
And I'm delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Maimonides Park in Coney Island, USA, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. This afternoon, the Cyclones, the high affiliate of the New York Mets, plays the second game of a six-game series against the Greensboro Grasshoppers, the high affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Happy Wednesday afternoon, everybody. Technically, it's 11:59, so I hope the boss has let you take your break a little bit early. Maybe you've got an earbud in at your desk, or you're sitting at home having lunch, whatever it may be. It's baseball time on a Wednesday at noon in Coney Island. It is a gloriously beautiful beach day today, so if you had a chance to come down here, play a little hooky, today would be the day to do that. 85 degrees in New York today, a scorcher going up to 88. Humidity about 45%, but it is really, really nice today. Not much wind at all, which for the hitters, they don't mind, but for the rest of us and for some of the fans maybe sitting in the stands, a breeze wouldn't kill you, Mother Nature. It wouldn't kill you, I swear. So Garrison Bryant pitches today against Greensboro, looking to make it two in a row for the Cyclones against the Grasshoppers. Last night, Nick Swack got the start, earned his fourth straight win, and it was a game that wasn't really decided until the end. Cyclones had to hold on to win 6-5. Today they turn to Garrison Bryant again as the starter. His ninth start and 15th game. And he's been on one since June 18th. Four straight starts. 6-6-6 and 5 2/3. And he hasn't given up more than two earned runs in any of those starts. So he's on a great run. Yoenir Fajardo leads off. He's the lefty hitting right fielder. Garrison kicks into the wind. First pitch of the game. Cut on and fouled back at 89 miles an hour, and we're off and running at 12:01. Again, 85 degrees in New York City. Bryant gets the sign from Mena, the 0-1. Drilled towards right field, Consuegra back on it. Stanley at the track, makes the catch on the run, heading towards the fence in deep right field. So Consuegra makes the grab. Fajardo was at 264. Five homers, 17 RBIs, 353 on base. It's Consuegra in right, Ramirez in center, Rudick in left. In the infield, third to first, Peroza, Newton, Gattis, Schwartz, and Mena. It is the exact same starting nine as yesterday.
It's Francisco Acuna with one out. Base is empty. Righty to righty. Bryant uncorks his first. And a slider there for strike one down the heart of the plate. Acuna at 281. One homer, 11 RBIs, 367 on base. He had a game yesterday. Two doubles. 0-1. Bryant misses off the plate with a changeup. One ball, one strike. Yesterday, it was Greensboro's pitching staff that fell behind early in the offense. We got to see it. It is their calling card. Got them right there at the very end, but fell short 6-5. 1-1. Fastball just missed off the plate at 90 miles an hour. Jacob McConnell calling balls and strikes. Trevor Matthews on the bases. Those guys dressed in black on a hot Wednesday afternoon. Garrison behind. Here's the 2-1 to the plate. This one served into shallow center field. Gattis gets up to make a leaping grab. Nick Gattis at second base this week and at the end of last week for the first time in his career, going back on a ball maybe like he never has before, but it's the second out.
Yeah, I had a chance to talk to Luis Rivera pregame, and he was talking about, yeah, Gattis hasn't played a ton of second base, but we really think that he can be productive there. Gives us a great chance defensively and showing it off there on a nice play into short center field.
Two down, top of the first, no score. Here's the Greensboro first baseman, Jacob Gonzalez. Garrison's first. Fastball misses high. One ball, no strikes. So I mentioned it's the same lineup as yesterday. We've seen Luis Rivera do this from time to time. He really liked the offensive firepower from yesterday, so went right with it again today. 1-0. Fastball poured over the outside corner. About knee high, 88 miles an hour. Ball and a strike. Only switch is that Palmer is DHing and Matt Rudick out in left field. 1-1. Way inside, Gonzalez skirts backward out of the way. Jacob hitting at 307. Yesterday picked up a single and a double. Five homers, 23 RBIs, 366 on base. Bryant's 2-1. Breaking ball, drops down too far in the zone. Three balls and a strike on Gonzalez. Last night, Gonzalez was at the plate, ninth inning, three balls, two strikes, one run game, and struck out. Took strike three to end the frame, end the game. 3-1, caught on a miss, blew it by him on the outside corner. Strike two. Well, he was livid, and of course, it was the last pitch of the game, but still Greensboro, they had been rallying. They had scored two in the sixth, two in the seventh, one in the eighth, and that ninth inning, it was the next one that came up short against Dylan Hall. Bryant shaking a few signs, likes this one from Mena. Kicking the payoff. Misses all the way outside, ball four. And Gonzalez gets on base. So Greensboro in their green uniforms today. Yesterday we saw them in the all grays. But now the green top. Finally, we thought we were going to get shortchanged this week. But we see some green from Greensboro. Out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Pirates and the Greensboro franchise have been together since 2019. There was definitely some changeover after 2020 when they realigned the minors. But good to see Pittsburgh and Greensboro stick together. Here's Andy Rodriguez, switch hitting catcher. Bryant's first pitch misses off the plate at 1-0. Andy DHing today after catching last night. He's hitting at 274, 9 homers, 41 RBIs, 358 on base percentage. 1-0, swing and a miss. Changeup down in the zone. Bryant right back in the saddle. One ball, one strike. Garrison, former high school pick from Clearwater High School in Florida. 36th rounder in 2016. It's a long time in one organization. 1-1, changeup at the knees. Thrown for a strike. And Rodriguez takes and looks off in a little bit of disgust. That was a nibbling strike by Bryant. That's what he does best. Runner at first base, two down, top of the first inning, no score. The 1-2, pop foul out of play towards the rooftop, soaring towards Surf Avenue. So Bryant, the metrics on him, 22% strikeout rate, 7.5% walk rate. His FIP at 4.04, ERA at 3.51. 59 innings under his belt coming into this one. from the stretch. Holds the set. 1-2 on the way. Missed up high with the heat. 89-mile-an-hour fastball, 2-2. Born in Deerfield, New Hampshire. Went to Florida for high school. Ended up playing both football and baseball. Had some good football opportunities and was a little bit surprised when the Mets drafted him. 2-2. Ripped down the right field line. A liner towards Consuegra. He cuts over and fields on one hop. Jacob Gonzalez from first heads to third base, and he's there safely. Rodriguez with two outs. Sets up runners at the corners. Yanking a single down the right field line. Nick, we kind of saw this last night when the offense finally woke up. It almost didn't matter how many outs there were. Greensboro, with two outs, almost seems to get better.
Yeah, it is the Greensboro offense that can strike at any time. 1-9, a lineup that can put together some really good at-bats, hit the ball hard. Rodriguez, top 10 prospect in the Pittsburgh organization, can really swing it.
A walk, a single, and now the catcher, Abraham Gutierrez. Bryant from the stretch, slider, across the outside corner, strike one. Gutierrez DH last night. He and Rodriguez are just doing the flip-flop on the position side. Abraham hitting a 257, 5 homers, 33 RBIs, 337 on base. 0-1, fouled back by Gutierrez, redirecting that outside corner fastball to the back of the screen. Cyclones do worry a little bit about Rodriguez's ability to run, even though he's just 2-for-4. He's at first. Gonzalez at third base with two outs. Top of the first, no score. 0-2. Missed off the plate with a changeup. One ball, two strikes. So Garrison said that he was more of a quarterback than he was a pitcher, but there was one outing that he had where the Mets scout just happened to be in attendance for like the best outing of his career. 1-2, popped up and out of play into the seats. So 36-rounder, coming out of high school, maybe not a huge signing bonus, just more of a, hey, well, let's take a chance. Do you want to do this? And Garrison said yes, and has been in the organization ever since. 2019, his best year, missed all of 2020, injured 92% of 2021, and back at it this year. 1-2. Popped out of play to the right side. Good battle between Garrison and Gutierrez with two on and two out in the top of the first. So now flash forward from 2016 to now. Bryant in his 23-year-old year with the Mets. From New Hampshire to Florida, now makes his home outside of Albany, New York. There goes Rodriguez. Bryant steps off, throws to second. Gattis there to put the tag on and end the inning. Rodriguez tried to read Garrison, but gets thrown out at second base on the pickoff, caught stealing, 1-4. No runs, one hit, one walk, one left. A scoreless inning for Bryant. He strands one, and we go to the bottom of the first inning from Maimonides Park on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
this camp day, sun shining down as it should be in the middle of the summer. A couple of camps from the area have come out, jumped on the bus, hanging out in the stands with us as we go to the bottom of the first. Greensboro did not score against Brooklyn's Garrison Bryant. Cyclones turn against the Greensboro Grasshoppers' tall righty Nick Garcia. Now Garcia, 6'4", he hikes up his pants to show off the long green stock, so he looks even longer and leaner out there. He's pitched a lot this year, 13 starts, 67 innings. One of the better arms the Grasshoppers have had as a starter. We'll talk about their pitching staff having a terrible time of it most of the time, but they have some goodies, and Garcia is one of them. Matt Rudick, Stanley Consuegra, Alex Ramirez, the top three that greet him. First pitch on the way. Rudick takes a fastball strike at the letters at 91 miles an hour. Garcia last time through against Greenville last week. Four runs over five innings. 0-1. Rudick swings through 91. Strike two. Get into him in a moment. But Rudick at 203. Two homers, 11 RBIs. 331 on base. Had a ribby last night, part of the 6-5 win. 0-2. Lefty takes outside at 92 miles an hour. Garcia gets the sign, quickly deals the 1-2, and a fastball straightens Rudick, misses up and in. Two balls, two strikes. Garcia, 67 innings, 60 strikeouts, 28 walks, 21% strikeout rate, 10% walk rate. 2-2, fouled back. Good cut by Rudick on the knees on the outside to stay alive. Second year in pro ball. Second season for Garcia. Pitched last year at low A with Bradenton in the Florida State League. High kick, 2-2. Fastball got him at the knees on the outside corner. And Rudick strikes out looking to start the bottom of the first inning. And here's the Grasshoppers on the turf. In left field, it's Luke Brown, Hudson Head in center. Joiner Fajardo in right. Lopez, Acuna, Glenn, and Gonzalez around the diamond, third to first. Abraham Gutierrez, the battery mate for Nick Garcia, doing the catching. No score, bottom of the first, one out for Stanley Consuegra. First pitch to the righty. Fastball pierces the outside corner at 91 for a strike. Eighth game for Consuegra. He is 3-for-26, batting 115. 0-1. Soft change, misses low. One ball, one strike. Garcia drafted third round in 2020 out of a school, to be honest with you, I'd never heard of and we don't really hear about too much. 1-1. There's a fastball strike on the outside corner. 1-2. But scouts knew about it. It is Chapman University in Orange, California, a Division III school. 1-2. Slider dips off the plate. Consuegra takes. It's 2-2. So, yeah, you figure Division III school, okay, they saw some talent. That's nice. Well, they saw more than that. Signed Garcia for a school record $1.2 million signing bonus. At D3, that just does not happen. 2-2. Line towards left field over the shortstop. Base hit. Brown cuts it off. And Consuegra going for two. Here's a throw to second base. It gets away. Consuegra slides in. Took everybody by surprise, and Stanley Consuegra in at second base with a double. And that double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise with a new TD Double Up credit card. He didn't stop.
And that play shows you what kind of player Stanley Consuegra is. First, gets a pitch over the plate. It absolutely hammers it on a line left center field. That ball had some fire behind it and then doesn't stop the hustle. Into second base, putting pressure on the defense and into scoring position.
Here's Alex Ramirez. First pitch, changeup upstairs. Ball one. So Consuegra hits his third Brooklyn double. Mentioned just 3-for-26, but now four hits, three doubles. So when he hits it, it's for extra bases. Same deal with Ramirez at the plate. 1-0. Righty takes a slider that just missed inside. Ball two. Alex 5-for-28, but of the five, four extra base hits, three doubles, one triple. Chance to drive in his second run. Consuegra at second base with one out. No score, bottom of the first. Pitch to the Brooklyn center fielder. Hits the outside corner, slider strike, 2-1. So a $1.2 million signing bonus. That is amazing. Helps to be in California, but it helps to be good. 2-1 is a strike in the outside corner. Good framework by Gutierrez, the catcher, bringing it back over the far side of the plate. Also won a D3 national championship while he was with Chapman U. Garcia's 2-2. Slider got him swinging. Ramirez way out in front. Big hump to that slider, and Ramirez swings through. Strike three. Two down to the bottom of the first.
Ramirez fooled out of the hand. Thought he was going to see a different pitch. Was well out in front. Good execution by Garcia. Been tough for hitters to pick up at points in this season. Ramirez down on strikes.
Runner at second base, two down. Nick Gattis at the plate. Gattis, the righty second baseman, has already flashed the leather today. Made a nice leaping catch working into center field. Took away a base hit from Francisco Acuna. So save the defense and the pitching and try to add to the offense in the bottom of the first. Garcia fires, and the slider dips low, ball one. Gatti hitting at .213, five homers, 29 RBIs, .323 on base. Infield is back. Second baseman Glenn right behind the bag. 1-0. Driven foul to the right. Little loft to it into the parking lot. One ball, one strike. Now, Nick Garcia, the Division III world is, again, not that big. Guy by the name of Bruce Maxwell, you might have heard that name, was with the Mets for a very brief time. 1-1. It's at the knees for called strike two. Well, he came out of a Division III school, Birmingham Southern College in Alabama. Signed for $700,000. It's a pretty purse back in 2012. But $1.2 million is setting its sights a little bit higher. Maxwell was actually with the Mets here in 2020, the same year that Garcia was drafted. Maxwell part of the alternate site with the Mets. 1-2. Caught on and missed. Gattis chases down and away, and Garcia puts him back into the dugout for his third strikeout in the first inning. Consuegra stretched a single into a double, but can't stretch all the way around. He's stranded at second base to end the first inning. We're done with a scoreless frame from Maimonides Park, Greensboro, and Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
That's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
This is Jalen Palmer, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
It's the top of the second from Maimonides Park in Coney Island. No score between Brooklyn and Greensboro. Cyclones right-hander Garrison Bryant. No strikeouts in the first inning. Dealt with a couple of base runners with two outs, a walk, and a single reached against him. And then Andy Rodriguez, the guy at first base, the catcher, took off for second base. And Bryant coolly, calmly stepped off the mound and threw him out. And did so before Gonzalez, who's the guy at third base in the first and third situation, could score. So that's how Garrison throws his scoreless first. Out there for the top of the second against Abraham Gutierrez. Abraham was at the plate when all this went down. So Garrison against Gutierrez again. First pitch of the at-bat. Misses outside with a fastball, 1-0. Gutierrez was actually in a 1-2 count, had been fouling off pitch after pitch. So it was kind of surprising that Rodriguez went when he did. Ryan taps his feet, the 1-0. Line to the right side. Base hit. Gattis reached out to his left, but it was by him into the turf. Consuegra fields in right and wings it back in. Now Gutierrez, a single to right. Second hit against Bryant for Greensboro. Now, this is the first time that Bryant has faced the Pittsburgh affiliate at this level. This is the first ever week that these two teams have hooked up. Cyclones won't go to Greensboro this year, but I would imagine next year if they came here this year. Daria Lopez, the batter. First pitch down and away, ball one. Lopez at 268, a dozen homers, 35 RBIs, 307 on base. Was the leadoff man yesterday, went 0 for 5. Next pitch, grounded to third. Perosa fields, throws to second one. Gattis to first base, double play. It's a 5-4-3 DP for Garrison Bryant, who, by the way, is the king of that on this team. Came into today with a team-high 7 double play balls and make it 8. There was a game in Hudson Valley where he started. Cyclones defense turned 5 behind him for the game, and I think 3 during his portion. But he can dial it up when he needs one. Pretty great skill. First pitch to lefty Hudson Head. Cut on, fouled back to the screen for strike one. Scoreless top of the second inning. Two outs, base is clear. Head's first at bat. He's at 224, 5 homers, 24 RBIs. 341 on base. 0-1. Misses outside, big bending curve. One ball, one strike. Three top 30s on this team. Head is number 19 in the Pittsburgh system. Joined by Andy Rodriguez, the catcher, and pitcher Jared Jones, who we should see later on this week. 1-1. Head shows bunt, pulls back, takes low, ball two. Cyclones in their Brooklyn Amazing blue tops today. Blue jersey, orange writing, Brooklyn across the chest. 2-1. Caught on and miss. Head tied up with a fastball in the inside corner. 2-2. Looking for a scoreless second inning. High kick. He uncorks the 2-2. Cut on and missed. Head climbs the ladder. Strike three. Inning over. Bryant's first K to punctuate a good inning where he gets another double play ball. We're done with 1.5 from Coney Island. No score. Brooklyn and Greensboro on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
It's the bottom of the second inning from Coney Island on Camp Day. At the early start in the second game of 6. Brooklyn won last night looking for 2 in a row. Cyclones come to the plate. Bottom 2. No score against Greensboro right-hander Nick Garcia. Very nice first inning for Garcia. Struck out 3. Did give up a double. But seemed unfazed by it. Impressive for the kid out of D3 Chapman University in California. JT Schwartz, Jose Perosa, Jalen Palmer get their taste of Garcia. Schwartz, the lefty first baseman, stands in at 261. 3 homers, 30 RBIs, 353 on base. High kick, first pitch. Fastball missed up and away at 90 miles an hour for ball one. Garcia from Redwood City, California. Gets the sign from Gutierrez. 1-0. Misses low on Schwartz. Two balls, no strikes. Camp Day kids continue to file in. 2-0. Here's a strike in the outside corner at 90. 2-1. In April, we had an education day. I should say in May, we had an education day. And this is the first of two camp days. 2-1. Line the other way on the ground. Fielded on one hop. Lopez has it. Spins and throws to first for the out. Nadia Lopez to his left. Getting dirty on the turf. Flashing the leather of his own. One down, bottom two.
And one of the questions about Lopez is his glove. Pirates organization feel like he can swing it. Trying to find him a position. Looked pretty good at third that time.
He's done that 1,000 times. And now Jose Peroza. Scoreless game, bottom of the second. Brooklyn at the plate against Greensboro. Pitch. Fastball. Connects on the outside corner for strike one. Peroza at 215. The on-base at 298. Four homers and 24 RBIs. Well, he's been feeling it lately. 0-1. Slider. Swoops over the far side of the plate on the righty. Strike two. Past 11 games, 23 total bases. He got all four yesterday in one swing. Home run. 0-2. Driven down the right field line out of play. No balls, two strikes. Good task today with Garcia. He's given up a couple homers. 7 in 67 innings. Hit a few batters. He's given up some hard hits and hit some guys to get into some traffic problems. 0-2. Front door slider missed in. One ball, two strikes. But right now, throwing strikes. Three of his four outs have come on the strikeout so far. Goes high over the head with a wine. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Tied up Peroza with 92. And Garcia, they call it extension when you're so long, those long arms. You throw 92, but you release it a lot closer to the plate than somebody else who maybe doesn't throw as hard, or maybe someone skinnier, smaller than Garcia that throws 92. 92 maybe feels like 95. Gets on you quick. Here's Jalen Palmer with two outs. Base is empty. First toss just off the plate at 91. Fastball missed. 1-0. JP at 180 with a 300 batting average. 1-0. Hit on the ground to third. Lopez to his left has it again. High throw to first. Gonzalez there to end the inning. Palmer grounds out. It's a 1-2-3 frame for Nick Garcia. And we're done with two on this camp day from Maimonides Park. The Cyclones and the Grasshoppers. Scoreless. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we return on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Top of the third inning from Maimonides Park. It's a scoreless beginning to game two of this six-game set between Brooklyn and Greensboro. Cyclones winning game one last night by a score of 6-5, and then back at it in the Camp Day afternoon ball game from a sun-splashed Maimonides Park. Not a cloud in the blue sky overhead, with the hot sun beaming down on the turf, as these two offenses that were loud last night try and get on the board in this ball game. Harrison Bryant, one over the minimum through two. Jackson Glenn, Luke Brown, and then the top of the order for Greensboro in the third. Jackson Glenn leads it off. Back of the righty batter's box. Bat on the shoulder. First pitch. Fastball called strike at 88. Outside corner, nothing at one. Jackson Glenn at 231. Three homers, 16 RBIs. Four-game hitting streak into play today. 0-1. Glenn takes a breaking ball outside. One ball, one strike. Was 2-for-4 with a double. Run scored. RBI yesterday. Driven in runs in back-to-back games. Glove over the face. Bryant winds 1-1. Fastball upstairs. Two balls and a strike. Glenn, the leadoff batter. In the top of the third, no score. Bryant winds, righties 2-1. Glenn, bouncing ball, left side, charging the third baseman, Peroza. Glove hand field, throw across the diamond, is in time, one away. One down in the Greensboro third, here's Luke Brown. Some major league baseball news coming about just a few minutes ago if you are scrolling on Twitter as you watch on MILB.TV or listen on the Brooklyn Cyclones radio network. First pitch to Brown. He cuts and misses. Nothing and one. Ken Rosenthal reporting that the Blue Jays have parted ways with manager Charlie Montoyo. Been at the helm in Toronto since 2019. 0-1. Brown pops it. Foul and back of home plate. No balls, two strikes. Blue Jays having a really interesting season. Got off to a good start, but have taken a nosedive recently. Lost 9 of 11. 0-2. Brown takes a fastball high. One ball, two strikes. Just four games over 500. Over 15 back of the Yankees atop the American League East. Just swept by the Mariners. Team right on their tail. 1-2. Breaking ball stays up. Two balls and two strikes. But not often that you see a manager with a record above 500 let go by the team mid-season. That's what happened in Toronto earlier today. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Brown over a breaking ball. Good pitch from Bryant. His second strikeout. Two down in the Greensboro top of the third. But the expectations sky high for Toronto coming into this season, making a few moves, acquiring Matt Chapman, the third baseman over from Oakland, signed George Springer a couple of years ago with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. coming back and all the young pieces that they have, Teoscar Hernandez. First pitch to Yoenir Fajardo is grounded foul up the first baseline, caught him off the front foot in the batter's box, nothing and one. Bases are empty with two down, top of the third in a scoreless ball game. But the Blue Jays, who have underperformed, a lot having to do with the guys in the lineup, pitching staff and roster construction, bullpen hasn't been great. 0-1 breaking ball off the outside edge, one ball, one strike. So the Blue Jays and their organization saying, got to change something up. Can't fire the players, so Montoyo gone. 1-1. Swinging a fly ball left field, chasing Rudick back a couple of steps. A step onto the warning track. He makes the catch underneath the video board to close out a 1-2-3 third for Garrison Bryant. Bryant has set down 5 in a row through 2.5 from Maimonides Park. No score on the Brooklyn Cyclones radio network. Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
To the bottom of the third inning from Brooklyn, scoreless ball game, Cyclones and Grasshoppers. Cyclones with just one hit on the board through the first two innings. Got off to a really good start yesterday with five runs in the first two. But trying to get the offense going against a Greensboro pitching staff that has struggled coming into this series. Jose Mena leads it off. First pitch swinging. Line drive left field. Back a step is Luke Brown to make the catch off the right shoulder. One pitch, one out to get Mena to open the bottom of the third. That ball hard hit, but in the wrong spot. Luke Brown positioned perfectly for the first down of the inning. Nick Garcia one over the minimum. With an out in the third. Number nine batter here, Shervin Newton. Open stance left side for the switch hitter. First pitch, swing and a miss. Threw a fastball, top of the zone at 91. No balls and a strike. Shervin Newton into play this afternoon at 179. Three homers and 23 RBIs. OPS at 574. 0-1. Newton pops it foul. Left side out of play. No balls, two strikes.
That was a one-handed rooftop catch by Kevin Mahoney, the GM of the Brooklyn Cyclones.
Wow.
That was unbelievable.
0-2. Newton takes a breaking ball up. One ball, two strikes. OBJ-like right there. Sticking the left arm out, snatching it. Garcia, first base side of the rubber. Glove over the head, 1-2. Breaking ball off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. That's a really good snag. I didn't even see who caught it for a second. I was like, oh, wait.
He's having a conversation with somebody. This is a screaming liner that he catches.
2-2, Newton line drive, one bounce. Threw into center field, base hit. And Shervin Newton makes it nine straight games on base with a one-out single in the Brooklyn third. Runner at first, one out. Scoreless ball game, bottom of the third. And back to the top of the Cyclones order. Here's Matt Rudick. Open stance left side. Garcia out of the stretch. Righty's first pitch. Rudick pops it foul and back of home plate. Sails on the roof over our heads. No balls and a strike. Matt Rudick, a strikeout looking his first time. Cyclones with two hits. First trip through the order against Garcia. Still looking for our first run of the ballgame. 0-1. Rudick cuts and misses. Fastball at 91. Outside edge. No balls, two strikes. Matt Rudick with a double and an RBI yesterday. Reached twice. Also on base with a walk. Just missed a home run off the top of the right field wall. 0-2. Rudick takes a breaking ball up. One ball, two strikes. Matt said off the bat yesterday he didn't think it was out, knew he struck it well, but did not fall into the trap of watching it because figured it might not have enough. 1-2, Rudick takes a fastball up, two balls, two strikes. Gutierrez out of the crouch to keep it in front. Shervin Newton leads off a first with one out, scoreless ball game, bottom of the third. Garcia, the set over the belt. Close to the body, lifts the leg, 2-2. Breaking ball stays upstairs, three balls and two strikes. On the Cyclones leadoff man, Matt Rudick. Infield straight up for the Cyclones left fielder. Payoff from Garcia, Newton running, swing and a miss. No throw as Newton slides in safely at second. It's the fifth strikeout for Nick Garcia, and there are two away. Bit of an odd play for Gutierrez, who seemed to catch the ball cleanly and just didn't throw down to second base.
And we all watched as he had his arm cocked, ready to throw, as Newton went into the slide. So he had plenty of time, too, to at least try it.
So Newton at second with two down. Here's Stanley Consuegra. First pitch. Fastball. Called strike. Outside corner. Nothing and one. Consuegra, one of two Cyclones hits this afternoon. Line drive double to left center field his first time. Trying to come through with a runner in scoring position and two down. Scoreless ball game. 0-1. Consuegra, line drive down the left field line. It gets down fair and rolls to the wall. Newton around third and will stroll in safely. An RBI double for Stanley Consuegra. Cyclones on the board first. It's 1-0, bottom three.
Cyclones have not really figured out Garcia, but Stanley Consuegra has. Second double to left field. First one went in the gap between Brown and Head. This one a one-hopper off the wall. And we say it all the time. When Stanley makes contact, the ball says, ouch. That's another poke by Consuegra. Another big hit.
Second double of the afternoon. Brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. Here's Alex Ramirez. First pitch swinging through a high fastball. Nothing and one. Big lift from the 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic. Off to a good start this afternoon. A pair of doubles. 0-1. Ramirez takes a fastball off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Alex Ramirez struck out his first time. Now one for his last 12 after that red-hot start. After being called up to high A, 1-1. Ramirez swings and misses. 91 in her third. One ball, two strikes. Run in for the Cyclones in the bottom of the third to take a 1-0 lead early. Stanley Consuegra coming through with a two-out RBI double. 1-2. Ramirez fights it off foul. Right side out of play. Still a ball and two strikes. Have mentioned it a couple of times, but again, this is a Greensboro staff that has struggled coming into this series. Cyclones getting a big hit with two outs in this third to take the lead. 1-2. Ramirez takes a fastball high and tight. Two balls, two strikes. Alex trying to get back into the hit column. Got to remember that he is so young at just 19 years old, finding his way yet another advanced level. 2-2. Ramirez. High pop into shallow right center field. Coming on Fajardo. Calling off the second baseman Glenn to make the catch and end the inning. Cyclones strike first this afternoon. Two out. RBI double off the bat of Stanley Consuegra. Three complete from Coney Island. 1-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
This is Justin Courtney, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Garrison Bryant back to the bump. In the fourth inning with a lead. 1-0 Brooklyn. Two-out RBI double off the bat of Stanley Consuegra to give the Cyclones the advantage this afternoon. Brooklyn looking to make it two in a row to open this series against Greensboro. Trying to keep pace in a crowded South Atlantic League North division. Not a ton of separation. Cyclones and to play this afternoon. Three games back of first place Hudson Valley, who has been on a tear atop the division recently. Cyclones got to match them win for win to try and stay in it. And are off to a good start, a 1-0 lead. 2-3-4 in the Greensboro order. Francisco Acuna leads it off. First pitch fastball from Bryan. Just misses off the outside corner. It's 1-0. Acuna popped to second his first time. Open stance, bat on the shoulder as he leans back from the right side. First pitch. Fastball strike. 1-1. Acuna on base three times yesterday, looking to extend a four-game hitting streak. 1-1. Breaking ball in for a strike inside corner. 1-2 on Acuna. 22-year-old from Columbia in his fifth season with the Pirates. 1-2. Fouled back and back of foul plate over the screen. Still a ball and two strikes on the Greensboro shortstop. Had a really slow start to the season, just seven hits through the first 2 months, but has really picked it up. 1-2. Acuna waves and misses. Fastball at 91 on the outside corner. It's a third strikeout for Garrison Bryant. One away in the fourth. Garrison Bryant just keeps on rolling. Really good couple of starts coming into this ball game. More of the same this afternoon. Here's Jacob Gonzalez. Open stance right side, leaning back. First pitch. Fastball called strike outside corner, nothing and one. Gonzalez worked a walk his first time. Six-game hitting streak, 9-for-25 over that stretch. 0-1. Gonzalez takes a fastball strike, nothing and two. Mentioned it yesterday, son of Luis Gonzalez, who played 19 big league seasons. Most memorable, the Game 7 walk-off single off of Mariano Rivera. Lone World Series in Diamondbacks history. 0-2, Gonzalez bouncing ball right side. Second baseman Gaddis fields on the glove hand, taps and throws to first in time for the second out of the inning. Two up, two down for Garrison Bryant to open the top of the fourth inning. He's really found a groove. Seven straight grasshoppers set down for the Cyclones right-hander. Two away for Andy Rodriguez. Even stance left side. First pitch. Fastball in off the plate. It's 1-0. Base is clear. Two down. 1-0 Brooklyn. Top of the fourth. Rodriguez, a base hit his first time. And a head-scratching base-running decision. 1-0. Fouls it straight back to the screen. One ball, one strike. Greensboro had first and third with two out. And Garrison Bryant came set. Rodriguez just took off before he delivered the pitch and was hung up between first and second. 1-1. Fastball up and away. Two balls and a strike. Can always play the what-if game, but to lead off the second inning, Abraham Gutierrez singled. 2-1. Breaking ball stays up. Three balls and a strike on Rodriguez. Number six Pirates prospect has reached now in 14 straight games. 19 for his last 48, up over 385. 3-1. Rodriguez swings and misses. Fastball at 89 and the count full. Garrison Bryant searching for a shutdown inning. 1-0 Brooklyn, top of the fourth. Right-hander pulls the glove over his face, rocks into the motion, payoff. Swinging a high fly ball, not deep into right field. Rodriguez flies out to Consuegra. And the inning's over. Another 1-2-3 frame authored by Garrison Bryan. We're through 3.5 from Maimonides Park in a 1-0 Cyclones lead on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Bottom of the fourth inning from Maimonides Park, 1-0 Brooklyn over Greensboro. Nick DeLuca, Keith Rad here with you on MILB.TV, Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Thanks for spending some of your afternoon with us. If you couldn't make it to the ballpark, it's a gorgeous afternoon. Not so far as a cloud in the sky overhead. Baby blue with the sun shining down on the turf here at Maimonides Park. 85 degrees and a gorgeous afternoon for baseball. Cyclones on top by a run. Nick Gattis leads it off against Garcia. First pitch swinging. Line drive, left field, base hit, and will roll to the wall. Gattis around first as Brown fishes it into the infield, and Nick Gattis with a leadoff double in the fourth. That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. It's a third extra base hit through the first three-plus innings for the Cyclones this afternoon, and Nick Gattis gets in on the action.
And Gattis now on in 17 of his past 19, and you can just tell the confidence at the plate. That's the thing that I guess from watching every day and seeing the difference between why Gattis wasn't so hot in the beginning and now so hot. Well, he's just confident. Good swings.
And the power has jumped off the page. Five extra base hits in his last seven games. Here's JT Schwartz. Swings at the first pitch and lifts a pop on the left side infield. Lopez down from third base to make the catch off the shoulder. And there's one away. Gattis remains at second with one down, and the line moves for the Cyclones third baseman Jose Peroza. Digs in the back of the righty batter's box. First pitch, Peroza tips it foul at home plate, nothing and one. Jose 10 for his last 32 at the plate. And like Nick Gattis, has found some power, much more in a groove. Had a chance to talk to him pregame, said that the rhythm and timing has been much improved recently. Gattis off second, one out, 0-1. Peroza chops it foul. Left side wide to third. No balls and two strikes. For Peroza, five extra base hits in seven games in July, had three for extra bases in all of June. Making more consistent contact and with authority. Hit his fourth home run of the year yesterday. Garcia, the set just above the belt, lifts the leg, 0-2. Fastball just off the outside corner. Peroza turned the hips, didn't move the hands, a ball and two strikes. Gattis off of second with one out. 1-0 Brooklyn, bottom of the fourth inning. Cyclones trying to cash in with some more traffic on the bases. Garcia looking in for the sign open, then closes off. Time called at home plate by Peroza. Garcia nods yes to the Gutierrez sign. 1-2. Peroza takes a fastball. Called strike three inside corner. 91 for the sixth punch out of the afternoon for Nick Garcia. Two down after the Gattis double. Here's Jalen Palmer, runner at second, two down, 1-0 Brooklyn. First pitch, swing and a miss. Over top of a breaking ball, 79 outside corner, 0-1. Palmer grounded to third his first time. Trying to come through with a runner in scoring position, 0-1. Palmer cuts and misses, same breaking ball, same result. No balls and two strikes. Gattis leading off with the double. Has stayed there. Pop out by Schwartz. Peroza strikeout. Garcia one pitch away from stranding a runner in scoring position. 0-2. Change up down and away. One ball, two strikes. Cyclones lead it 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning, trying to tack on to the lead against a powerful Greensboro offense. 1-2. Palmer chops it foul. Right side now to play. Still a ball and two strikes. Some room on the right side for Palmer. Glenn close to the bag on the right side at second. Gonzalez off the line at first. 1-2. Palmer cuts and misses. Breaking ball down and in. And a seventh strikeout gets Garcia out of a jam in the fourth. Brooklyn can't capitalize on the leadoff double by Gattis. Four complete. And a 1-0 Cyclones lead. Keith Rad with the play-by-play when we return in the fifth on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older, too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Harrison Bryant exceptional over his first four innings. The Brooklyn right-hander out there top of the fifth inning against Greensboro. Brooklyn 1, Greensboro nothing. Game 2 of the six-game set. He's Nick DeLuca. My name is Keith Radd. 58 pitches for Garrison Bryant. Two hits and three strikeouts. So able to keep that pitch count fairly efficient. He has walked one, given up the two singles, and faces Gutierrez, Lopez, and Head. 5, 6, and 7. Gutierrez got up for a base hit back in the second inning. This is his second at bat. Garrison with his feet pointed towards the third base dugout. Turns him even further. Leans back, lunges home, and misses outside with a fastball. 1-0. We are not the only game going on in the South Atlantic League today. The 1-0. Slider misses low. Kicks up dirt. Ball two. And potentially some good news. Hudson Valley is losing. It doesn't happen very often these days. Renegades, the Yankees affiliate, have won 9 straight, but Greenville has them on the ropes. 8-3, top of the sixth. 2-0. Foul to the right. And towards the seats Strike one. Greenville is the Red Sox affiliate, so there's always a little extra between those two. Red Sox, Yankees at high A. 2-1. Popped up. Shallow left center field. Ramirez trotting over as easy peasy as it gets and makes the catch. One away. Nick, you say Ramirez has adapted to center field at Maimonides Park rather quickly?
Yeah, okay. I think that's a fair assessment. Maybe a little bit different throwing a day game at him, but not much can throw that guy.
The Mets' number four prospect, 19 years old in center field, makes the catch for the first out. Dania Lopez stands in, righty third baseman. Garrison misses up and away with ball one. 1-0 Clones, top of the fifth inning, base is empty. 1-0 to Lopez, fouled back up and over our heads in the booth. One ball, one strike.
And really good news to see Greenville on top of Hudson Valley, because Greenville in the South Division, with how crowded it is right now in the standings, Cyclones not worried if they win out.
1-1. Missed up high. Ball two. So they get started early. They're at the Dutch, so not far from here, just north about 90 minutes. Wilmington is at Hickory, so they're the team that messes with the South this time around. 2-1. Popped up and back at second base. Gattis going out. Settles under it. Makes the catch, moving towards first base. Two pop-outs induced by Bryant. Winston-Salem at Asheville. 6:35 start. Jersey Shore, they have really struggled even into the second half. They visit Aberdeen and they are 2-12. Those poor Blue Claws. So while other teams have a chance, probably not Jersey Shore. This is just not the year for the Phillies at high A. Not at all. Hudson Head batting with two outs. Pitch. Lefty nubs one to third. Peroza charges, gloves, and throws over the mound towards first in time for a very swift 1-2-3 fifth inning. Garrison Bryant in cruise control. We're done with half the ball game. Brooklyn 1, Greensboro nothing on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Where there's baseball,
one pitch away from baseball history,
there's drama.
He has thrown a no-hitter.
Where there's baseball,
near the wall,
there's action.
He made a phenomenal catch.
And where there's baseball,
let's go live inside the park.
There's MLB Tonight.
It's way out of here.
On MLB Network.
Oh, what?
Where there's baseball, all the time.
Unbelievable.
We've seen it time and time again.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Home half of the fifth inning, Cyclones fans on this camp day screaming for the t-shirt toss as we mosey into the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-0 Brooklyn against Greensboro on the Cyclones Radio Network. Nick Garcia really has been good. He's given up just one run. The only guy that's bested him is Stanley Consuegra. Two doubles, and Consuegra with two outs and a runner at second base ripped a double down the left field line and scored Sherbin Newton. But not many other blemishes on Nick Garcia's card as he tosses in the bottom of the fifth. Cyclones send Mena, Newton, and Rudick 8-9-1. Mena lined out to left his first time. Jose, the strong right-handed hitter. First pitch, slider misses low. One ball, no strikes. Mets affiliates today. Low A St. Lucie playing a pair, up 4-0 against Dunedin in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's against the Toronto affiliate. 1-0, popped up towards the seats, third base side, and out of play. That St. Lucie roster, of course, all those moves ahead of last week being made to get some young guys into that lineup. 1-1, powered by the bat. One ball, two strikes as Mena swings through. Garcia all business. Out of the windup, the 1-2. Fought off foul to the right, popping up and out of play first base side. So what St. Lucie is also doing is getting ready for the draft, which is coming up in a couple days. 1-2 to Mena. That's down and away. Two balls and two strikes. So they clear some space at low A. 2-2 to Mena. Swing and a miss. Out in front of the slider. Eighth strikeout for Garcia. One down in the bottom of the fifth. 1-0 Brooklyn. Double A Binghamton. 6:05 start against the Detroit affiliate, the Erie Seawolves in Erie, Pennsylvania. Triple A Syracuse hosting Jacksonville, the Jumbo Shrimp at 6:35. That's the Miami Marlins affiliate. Here's Sherman Newton. Base is empty, one away. Switch hitter batting left. First pitch runs inside. That was at 93, so one of Garcia's fastest. But he missed for ball one. Lopez, the third baseman, way off the line. 1-0. Bounces down and in for ball two. Mets right now taking on Atlanta in Atlanta. 1-0 Mets, top three. Eduardo Escobar home running for the 10th time. 2-0. Just missed in again. Three balls, no strikes. Garcia has a game plan here against Newton. Bust him up inside, but he falls behind 3-0. Next pitch, there's a strike. Fastball at 91. Chris Bassitt back with the Mets after the stint on the IL. Pitching today against veteran Charlie Morton. 3-1 to Newton. Hitters count. Driven in the air towards right center field. Fiardo over. Not going to get to it. It rolls to the fence. Big trouble. Newton hits first. Diggs for second. Sherman takes the turn. He says three. The cutoff throw to third base is Eaton in center field. Sherman Newton with a triple to the gap in right center. And the Cyclones with one out of a runner 90 feet away.
And Sherman Newton had been swinging a really hot bat. Took a dip a little bit against Aberdeen, but right back to it to start this series against Greensboro. A couple of big hits. That one, some really loud contact on the line right center field. Fajardo couldn't track it down. And Sherman hustling out of the box into third. Cyclones an opportunity to add to the lead.
Infield in, 1-0 Brooklyn. Pitch to Matt Rudick. Change up off the plate, ball one. Cyclones kind of need to double up this lead, especially after what they saw yesterday. Greensboro bats woke up late. 1-0. Way inside, Rudick dances his feet out of the way. Two balls and no strikes. Rudick 0-for-2 with two strikeouts against Nick Garcia. He's set at the belly, the 2-0. Rudick cuts and misses through the changeup. Strike one. Gonzalez and Glenn in on the right side. Acuna, the shortstop, in along with Lopez. And Acuna closer towards second base, maybe 15 feet to the third base side of second. And Lopez in. Toes on the green turf. 2-1. Popped up foul outside of third. 2-2 on Matt Rudick. ...87 degrees right now and getting warmer. Sun peaks this time of year about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We're sitting at 110 right now. That's the time, not the degrees, thank goodness. 2-2. Breaking ball ripped foul to the right. And towards the concourse. Now it's 87, but on the turf they always say another 8 to 12 degrees... ...depending on how hot it is. Seeing the pitchers today take off the hat a little bit... and wipe their arm right across that wet forehead to wipe the sweat away. 2-2. Fouled back. Changeup. And Rudick fought it off his hands. Two balls, two strikes, it stays. Sherman Newton at third base. He's a big run in this 1-0 Brooklyn lead, bottom of the fifth. Stanley Consuegra with two doubles on deck. Garcia lifts the leg and deals. Missed inside at 92. Rudick tugged the hands in right by his buttons of his jersey. Lefty waggles the bat. Payoff coming. Looped in the air to center field. Head backpedaling on it. Makes the catch. Newton tags. Heads to the plate. Heads thrown nowhere close. Sack fly Matt Rudick. 2-0 Brooklyn in the bottom of the fifth inning. Big run indeed as the Cyclones double the lead.
Have seen some aggressive sends from Luis Rivera recently. That wasn't one. Matt Rudick with just enough to chase head back. Easy score for Newton.
First pitch to the righty, Stanley Consuegra. He stares at strike one, fastball at 92, rippling over the outside corner. So the infield relaxes back with two outs. Space is clear. Garcia's 0-1. And Swager swings over the changeup. Nasty pitch. Sinking down in the zone. Strike two. And Consuegra called for a quick time from Jacob McConnell, the home plate umpire. Garcia, with his feet standing on the first base side of the rubber, looks down at his feet, back at the glove, 0-2. Missed off the plate with the changeup, ball one. Five hits for the Cyclones. Consuegra has two of them. His front heel in the air, right off his toes, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, out in front of a slider, and the inning is over. However, Cyclones go in 1-0, come out 2-0. Sherman Newton triples, and Matt Rudick sack fly. We go to the sixth inning, Brooklyn leading Greensboro 2-0. Trivia coming up when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
This is Garrison Bryant, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, it is Garrison Bryant who is so far in the best shape out of both pitchers. He and the Cyclones lead Greensboro 2-0 as we go to the top of the sixth inning. Garrison has tossed five scoreless innings, given up two hits. And he tries to get back through the sixth inning for the first time in two starts. He had been living there. Thrown six against Wilmington mid-June, six against Jersey Shore at the end of June. July 1st, turned the calendar and threw six more at Hudson Valley. Last week, 5 2/3 against Aberdeen. Jackson Glenn stands in for the right side. Bryant into the windup. Initial offering. Swing and a miss at 88. Just blew it by him. Strike one on Glenn. Bryant with just three strikeouts. Hasn't really had to use it too much today. 0-1. Missed up and in with a breaking ball. One ball, one strike. Tony Cabo's trivia in the top of the sixth. Pitch. Popped up and foul out of play down the first baseline. Glenn now in a one ball, two strike count. Tony Cabo's trivia, ask you a question, top of the sixth inning. You know, you're sitting there having lunch, doing some work at your desk. Jump on Twitter and use the hashtag ConyConvos to respond. If you get it right, we'll give you a shout-out. 1-2, cut on and miss. There's the strikeout for Bryant, using it when he needs it. It's his fourth punch-out, and there's one out in the sixth. So it gets to be All-Star game time, and so we get to go look back at some of the old All-Star games. I always say, well, I don't want to talk about all the All-Star games. We'll talk about it when the All-Star game is over, but then I realize we never play during that time, so we can't give you it at that time anyway, so we'll talk about it right now. Here's Luke Brown, lefty hitter. He swings and misses at the changeup for strike one. 1999, Pedro Martinez, All-Star Game record book, the way he started that game for the American League. The first to strike out the first four hitters in the game. 0-1. Popped up, third base side. Peroza gliding over towards the third base dugout. Gets to the railing, but runs out of room. Caroms off the top of the third base dugout, back up into the seats. So he struck out the first four guys, which amazingly is the first time that had ever happened in an All-Star game. Struck out Barry Larkin, Larry Walker, and then the 3 and 4 hitters who were known during 1998, 1999 for being two of the best home run hitters in baseball. In fact, had a very famous chase in 1998, the year prior. 0-2. Breaking ball down and in. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Of course, their names have been penned synonymously with steroids as well. But who were they? If you know the answer to the trivia question, fire away. 1-2. Popped up into right field. Consuegra dances over into the alley. Straightens towards the infield and makes the catch. Brown now 0-for-2 with that flyout. And there's two down on the top of the sixth. Now this, Nick, is a little different because it's a trivia question from times where you and I mean, I think, were alive. What year were you born?
2000.
Oh, come on. Get out of here, will you? 1999 All-Star Game is too early for you. That's brutal. There's Fajardo, a lefty hitter with two outs. Bryant chucks. And the changeup finds a home at the knees on the inside corner. Nothing in one.
I mean, I know the answer if that helps.
I got work to do, I think. Strike one pitch. Line towards the shortstop. Newton leaps. It's up over his head. Base hit center field. Ramirez cutting it off. Here goes Fajardo towards second. He gets chased back to first base on a good throw by Ramirez. So Fajardo singles to center and almost runs himself into an out that Greensboro cannot afford at this juncture of the game.
Call it a very wide turnaround first. Fajardo was thinking second out of the box, a few strides, and then said, no, I don't think this is a very good idea. Go back to first with the two-out single.
2-0 Brooklyn, top six. Two outs for Francisco Acuna. Bryant from the stretch, pitch. Slider misses outside, ball one. 78 pitches for Garrison Bryant. He's an out from picking up potentially another quality start. 1-0. Down and out again, this time with a fastball. 2 balls, no strikes. Saw yesterday Nick Swak right around this time start to give up the runs. We'll see if Greensboro, maybe that's their magic juice, is that they wait about halfway, a couple turns to the order before they start to pick it up. But yesterday, Swak just kind of felt like, hey, I've had a great run. Gave up 2 late runs. What he and the Cyclones did not expect was what came later on. So Swak gives up 2 runs, makes it 6-2, and then Greensboro gets 2 more, and then 1 more, and all of a sudden it's 6-5. Cyclones able to hold on, though, last night. 2-0 off the plate, and Bryant falls behind 3-0, in danger of walking his second hitter. Pitch count all right, but he's got to be tiring. It is hot down there. 3-0. Strike on the inside corner with a fastball. Acuna, not very big, 5'7", so from the letters to the knees, it's about the size of a quarter. And Bryant able to hit the inside edge. Fajardo off first base, 2 down. Bryant's 3-1. Swing and a miss. Big cut by Acuna, strike 2. Garrison is strike away. Runner goes. 3-2 pitch. Drilled in the air towards left. Rudick back on it towards the track. 2 feet on the warning track turf. Makes the catch. Inning over. 6 scoreless innings this afternoon for Garrison Bryant. He's been amazing for the last 30 days in a Cyclones uniform. He goes 6 innings for the 4th time in his last 5 starts. He's certainly on one. The Cyclones are up 2-0 against Greensboro. We go to the bottom of the 6th. The answer to the trivia question next on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com. Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Bit of a homecoming for Ricky DeVito, who finds himself on the mound in New York City at Maimonides Park. Greensboro reliever comes in at the bottom of the sixth inning. Cyclones lead the Grasshoppers 2-0. Brooklyn back at the plate. Five innings of Nick Garcia. That is plenty for Brooklyn. They didn't need to see any more. He was phenomenal today. And now DeVito, the Staten Island native, came over to Pittsburgh in a trade with the Braves. On a mound, back in his home city. First pitch to Alex Ramirez. Slider misses upstairs for ball one. Ramirez 0 for 2 today. It's the heart of the order for the Cyclones, trying to build off this lead. DeVito 1-0. Foul back. That was 94 miles an hour. One ball, one strike. Ricky from Staten Island pitched at Seton Hall. Braves selected him in 2019 in the eighth round. And his time in the Big East came to an end. 1-1. Cut on and missed. Good slider down and away. One ball, two strikes. Traded from Atlanta to Pittsburgh last July. A day shy of the deadline. 1-2. Ramirez takes outside. Two balls, two strikes. Pittsburgh sent Richard Rodriguez to the Braves. Braves sent back DeVito and a right-hander named Bryce Wilson. Pitch. Ramirez goes fishing. Swings through. Strike three. One down in the sixth. And it's time to get to the answer to our Coney Cabos trivia question. Go back to 1999 when Pedro Martinez started the All-Star game for the American League and struck out the first four batters of the game, which had never happened before. He got Barry Larkin, Larry Walker, and these two major home run hitters who led the league that year and the National League the year prior. First pitch to Gattis. Nick takes 96 down and away. Ball one. Well, I know you were just a thought in your parents' mind, Nick, but who was it?
Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire.
That is right. Slamming Sammy and Mark McGwire. 1-0. Gattis takes off the plate. Two balls and no strikes. Checking in on our hashtag on Twitter, John DeLuca and Mary and Diane DiBernardo getting it right. You can get a shout-out, too, if you use the hashtag ConeyConvos. 2-0. Missed down low, 96 miles an hour from DeVito. Ball three. So that was the 1999 All-Star game. Later that year, Yanks over the Braves in the World Series. 3-0. Missed low. Gattis on again. It's a four-pitch walk issued by DeVito. Cyclones, who have a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the sixth inning against the Grasshoppers, have one on and one out. Now, 1998, that was the big summer. And, in fact, there's a new, I think it's a 30 for 30, called Long Gone Summer. Mm. It is certainly worth watching just to kind of relive some of that time. A lot of nostalgia there. Here's JT Schwartz with a runner at first. DeVito fires. And the fastball there for a strike in the inside corner, nothing and one.
And that All-Star game was really cool, too, at Fenway Park. That's why Pedro got the start. Among other reasons, he was really good. But Ted Williams threw out the first pitch and all the players gathering around him.
Pitch, throw over to first base. DeVito spins the feet and looks Gattis back. Stays 0-1 on Schwartz. DeVito from the belt. Nods the head down, looks back at the glove. 0-1. Schwartz swings for the slider. Strike two. At that All-Star game as well, you had the All-Century team. And like you said, Ted Williams there. Best hitter in baseball history. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Schwartz goes down on the slider, and DeVito, strikeout, walk back to the strikeout. Clones have fanned 10 times this afternoon, leading 2-0. Here's Jose Peroza with a runner at first base. Jose has struck out twice. He's a right-handed swinger. DeVito deals. And the slider catches the inside corner at 88 for strike one. DeVito on in relief for the 24th time this year. Spent the entire year with Greensboro here at High A. 0-1. Runner goes. Peroza launches one deep down the left field line, but it's foul, hooking left. That was headed for Sandy the Seagull's face at the top of the foul pole, but missed wide left, and it's 0-2 on Peroza. Peroza launched one last night, his fourth of the year. Almost had another one. Got his hands on his knees at first base. Takes an extra stride as DeVito comes set, comes to a stop. Runner goes again. Next pitch. Grounded to the right side. Base hit. Gattis with that great start. Heads from first to third. Fajardo fires back in. Hit and run works for the Cyclones with two strikes and two outs. Gattis gets moving. Peroza gets one to right field. And there's runners at the corners for Jalen Palmer.
Cyclones want to push the envelope a little bit. Two out base runner. See if Gattis can get into scoring position. And with two strikes, Peroza swinging away and executes beautifully on the ground through the vacated second base hole. Cyclones runners at the corners.
2-0 Brooklyn. Pitch to Palmer. Slider strike in the outside corner. Sizzling in at 90 miles an hour. Seen DeVito get it all the way up to 96. The righty tilts his head, fires the 0-1, misses off the plate. Easy take for Jalen that time. One ball, one strike. DeVito had a phenomenal career with Seton Hall. It's a great conference. But you never really see Staten Island guys make it too affiliated. 1-1. Swing and a miss, and a ball bouncing in the dirt. Runner breaks off for second. Peroza going down to third, to second base. The throw from Gutierrez goes into center field. Gattis comes down from third on the error, and the Cyclones take a 3-0 lead. There's a swing and a miss by Palmer. Peroza broke late on the dirt ball. And Luis Rivera talks about it all the time, putting pressure on the defense. And that time, Greensboro gives one away.
Certainly pressure with Peroza running, and a good throw probably has him. Good thing for Brooklyn. It wasn't a good throw off the glove of Glenn. Short center field. Brooklyn steals another run.
Runner at third base. 1-2 on Palmer. Pitch. Slider low. Jalen lays off. Two balls, two strikes. DeVito leaning in for the sign. Settles up at the belt. 2-2. Way inside. 88 down and in. So it's the Cyclones who led 1-0 bottom three, have tacked on one in the fifth, one in the sixth to separate. Payoff down low. Good work by Palmer. He earns a walk after being behind 1-2. And DeVito, two strikeouts, two walks, and one single. He's already given up one run. Here's Jose Mena. Mena with a line out and a strikeout today. Catcher Abraham Gutierrez goes out to the mound. Pats DeVito on the left shoulder as he speaks with him. And here comes a little guy, Francisco Acuna, who you never really think a guy's just standing alone by himself. I guess he's short. And then and then he gets to stand next to the 6'3 Ricky DeVito and the 6-foot-tall Abraham Gutierrez. And you really get to see how tiny a guy Francisco Acuna is. Here comes Fernando Nieve, the pitching coach, to chat with everybody in the infield except for the third baseman, Dariel Lopez, who hangs out behind the bag down the third baseline. Jacob McCall, the home plate umpire, goes out there to separate Grasshoppers from the mound. Meeting is over. Nieve back towards the third base dugout. Bottom of the sixth, 3-0 Brooklyn ahead of Greensboro. Runners at first and third. Two outs. Mena has yet to see a pitch in this at bat. DeVito set at the chest. First toss. Slider misses inside. 1-0. Started at Mena's elbow and tried to make a left over the inside corner. Didn't go far enough. Palmer breaks, pitch, grounded towards the mound. Leaping grab by DeVito. He spins and throws to first for the Athletic final out of the sixth. It's a 1-3 put out. But the Cyclones do score one unearned run on one hit, one error, and two left. Brooklyn 3, Greensboro nothing. We go to the seventh inning. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we get back on MILB.TV.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now the Cyclones are offering two drinks on the house. Head to brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us. And your first two drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first two drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get two 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
To the seventh inning we go from Maimonides Park, a 3-0 Cyclones lead. Brooklyn continuing to build on the advantage. And it's a Baikal Cadillac call to the bullpen to start the seventh. Dyson Acosta comes on in relief of Garrison Bryant, who was outstanding. Get to his line in a moment. Dyson Acosta working out of the bullpen. This is 16th appearance. 7.33 ERA in 43 innings, 39 strikeouts. And will face 3, 4, and 5 in the Greensboro order. First pitch to Jacob Gonzalez. Righty pops it foul, right side out of play. 0-1. So Acosta comes on after Garrison Bryant went six innings, three hits, nothing on the scoreboard, a walk and four strikeouts. Another really good start. 0-1, breaking ball down and away. One ball, one strike. Bryant in command toward the tail end of the outing, was right there all day. 1-1, breaking ball off the outside corner. Two balls and a strike. Jacob Gonzalez 0-for-1, worked a walk back in the first inning. Acosta winds 2-1. Gonzalez, line shot right at shortstop. Speared by Newton, a step to the left for the first out of the inning. So some good fortune for Dyson Acosta. And with one away, here's Andy Rodriguez. Garrison Bryant turning in another excellent start. Been in a groove since the middle of June. First pitch to Rodriguez. Fastball up and away, 1-0. Six innings, one run. Six innings, two runs. Six innings, two runs. 5 2/3. And a run allowed. And then this afternoon, six scoreless. As time is called, Dyson Acosta taking the hat off and roaming in back of the pitcher's mound. And now Luis Rivera, Cyclones training staff, out to give him a look. A.J. Sager pops out of the dugout as well. And Acosta just looking down at the Maimonides Park turf. Guy who missed all of last season due to injury, finding his groove and the road back, and not something that you want to see.
Yeah, it looks as if he was trying to stretch out his neck a little bit, almost as if he was a little tight back there. You can see him reaching back behind his head. Joe Perillo, the athletic training assistant, out there monitoring. And, you know, sometimes pitchers, they know that their bodies are very valuable. They don't want to break anything, because sometimes if you break something, it could be a while. And Acosta knows that very personally. He missed all of 2021 with Tommy John surgery. So sometimes you feel something that maybe sharpness of a pain. I'm not saying that's what happened here, but it scares you a little bit. And you just pull back and ask the trainer, mostly to kind of calm yourself down and just feel through what may not be so bad after all.
Certainly hoping that that's the case. Dyson Acosta has been a new pitcher since moving to the bullpen and has been a weapon for multiple innings for Luis Rivera. Had a rough start to the season as a starter, but has come on as of late. Has allowed just three runs in his last 12 innings. That's an ERA of 2.25. And in a spot against a tough Greensboro lineup, who, as we saw yesterday, poised to come back at any time. Luis Rivera trusting Acosta with a 3-0 lead in the seventh. He checks out and is good to stay in the ballgame. 1-0 to Rodriguez is lifted to left field, chasing Rudick back a step, makes the catch underneath the video board, a step in front of the warning track. Dyson Acosta has out number two in the top of the seventh. Two up, two down for Acosta into the ballgame. Here's Abraham Gutierrez. Upright stance from the right side. Hands held low. First pitch. Breaking ball off the outside corner. 1-0. Bases clear with two out. 3-0 Brooklyn in the top of the seventh. Cyclones trying to make it two in a row to start the series. 1-0. Breaking ball off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. Gutierrez, 1-for-2, base hit back in the second. 2-0. Fastball in off the plate. Three balls, no strikes. Has hits in five of his last seven games. Double and an RBI yesterday. Another base hit this afternoon, so finding a groove at the plate. Acosta out of the stretch, 3-0. Fastball inside. And it's a four-pitch walk with two down to extend the Greensboro top of the seventh inning. So the velocity good for Acosta after being checked out by the training staff after recording the first out of the inning. Got the fly out. Now has to deal with a runner off of first and two down for Dariel Lopez. First pitch. Breaking ball in for a strike outside corner. Nothing and one. Lopez 0 for 2. Grounded into a double play and popped out. On the heels of a really good stretch. Snapped a 13-game hitting streak yesterday. Acosta holds the set first base side. 0-1. Swing and a bouncing ball. Left side and through into left a base hit. Past the reach of Peroza. And back-to-back hitters have reached for Greensboro in this top of the seventh inning. Walk and single for Hudson Head. Ground ball hit not all that hard, but in the right spot past Peroza. Greensboro first and second with two down for their lefty hitting center fielder, Hudson Head. Even stance, hands held low. Waving the black bat with the white batting gloves. First pitch. Head with a high fly ball down the right field line. Angling toward the sidewall. Consuegra runs out of room as it lands in the Cyclones bullpen. No balls and a strike. Head 0 for 2. Struck out and grounded out. Has driven in 5 in his last 6 games. An RBI opportunity. With first and second and two down, Greensboro trailing 3-0. Top of the seventh inning, Dyson Acosta looking for that last out. Holds the set above the belt, stares at second. Kicks 0-1, swing and a miss. Head out in front of a changeup outside corner. No balls and two strikes. Had the centerpiece of the Joe Musgrove trade. Coming from San Diego to Pittsburgh last winter. Looking to deliver for Greensboro. Gutierrez off second, Lopez at first. Acosta a strike away from getting out of the inning. Pitch. Slice back to the screen. Still nothing at two. ...21-year-old, third round pick by San Diego in 2019. Out of San Antonio. Acosta, jersey rippling in the wind. First base side of the rubber. Deep breath, 0-2. Head, bouncing ball, right side. First baseman Schwartz, glove hand field. Stroll to first, and the inning's over. Dyson Acosta works out of danger. Strands first and second. And the shutout intact. Into the bottom of the seventh inning. Seventh inning stretch time from Maimonides Park. 3-0 Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering baseball you can drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball you can drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering 2 drinks on the house. Head to brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first 2 drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first 2 drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get 2 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us.
Bottom of the seventh inning on a gorgeous afternoon from Maimonides Park. Cyclones on top 3-0. Looking for back-to-back wins to open this series with Greensboro and keep pace in the South Atlantic League North Division. Now the cloud in the sky overhanging Maimonides Park, filled with kids for camp day this afternoon. A couple of camps coming down, and the kids looking for some shade underneath the overhang down the right and left field lines. Cyclones are looking for some insurance in this bottom of the seventh inning, looking to add to a 3-0 lead with Shervin Newton, and then the top of the Cyclones order, Rudick and Consuegra against Ricky DeVito, back for a second inning of work. First pitch, a fastball strike at 95 to Shervin Newton, switch hitter batting left with the open stance. Shervin 2-for-2 and has scored twice this afternoon. Good day at the plate. Base hit and a triple. 0-1. Breaking ball. Called strike outside edge. 0-2. Newton has reached in 9 straight games and looked really good at the plate to start this series. 0-2. Newton waves and misses over a changeup outside corner. Third strikeout for DeVito, and the leadoff man set down in the bottom of the seventh. Newton retired for the first time today. Back to the top of the order. Here's Matt Rudick. Open stance left side. First pitch. Rudick. Hard grounder. Past the dive of the second baseman Glenn into right. A one out single. Sharp one bouncer. Jackson Glenn, full extension to his left. Couldn't keep it on the infield. And Matt Rudick with his first base hit of the day. Runner aboard at first with one out. 3-0 Brooklyn bottom seven. Here's Stanley Consuegra. Open stance right side. First pitch. Consuegra takes a changeup in off the plate. It's 1-0. Consuegra in the midst of his best day at high A. Couple of doubles to begin his ball game in the first and third innings. Drove in a run. 1-0. Breaking ball strike outside corner. 1-1. Cyclones looking for some much-needed insurance. Late stages of this ball game. On top, 3-0. Throw over to first. Rudick slides in safely. Head of the tag by Gonzalez. Saw it yesterday. Brooklyn out to a 6-0 lead in the first four innings. 5 unanswered by Greensboro to make it a game. Could not come away with that big hit to tie it. Cyclones know this is an offense that can catch up at any time. 1-1 breaking ball in off the plate. 2 balls and a strike. Rudick leads from first, one out. 2-1 count on Consuegra. DeVito's pitch. Runner goes. Swing and a tap foul at home plate. Caught the front foot of Consuegra, and Matt Rudick will round the bag at second and stroll back to first. Cyclones have been active on the bases today. Number of stolen base attempts. Matt Rudick bouncing off first. See if he goes again. Set by DeVito. Runner not going. 2-2. Breaking ball down and away in the count full. Another quality at bat for Stanley Consuegra. Rudick off first. One out. 3-0 Brooklyn. Bottom seven. 3-2. Consuegra taps it foul at home plate. Count stays full. Rudick not running on the previous 3-2 offering. See if he was trying to catch his breath and tries to run this time. 3-2, runner going. Consuegra line drive fair inside third and rolls into the corner for extra bases. Rudick wave around third and will stroll in safely. Consuegra, a third double of the afternoon. Another RBI in Brooklyn. Tacks on, it's 4-0 in the bottom of the seventh.
Well, this is the breakout game, you said it, for Stanley Consuegra. 3 doubles. He walked into this game with just 3 hits at all over his first 7 with the Cyclones. And this is why the Mets love the 21-year-old. His ability to make some big things happen. And you talk about a prospect. What do? Will they take over games? And Consuegra taking this one over.
Here's Alex Ramirez. First pitch. Taps it foul at home plate. Another Consuegra double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. Gonna have to get Consuegra TD credit card. That's three. Stands at second with one out. Brooklyn a run in this bottom of the seventh to extend the lead to 4-0. 0-1. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Throw to third. Juggled by Lopez. Couldn't hang on. Consuegra steals the base. Ricochets behind Lopez. Not that far away. A step by Consuegra to think about trying to advance home, but thought better of it.
Big missed opportunity for Greensboro. That was a great throw by the catcher, Gutierrez. And Lopez got to squeeze that one. This is a 4-0 game now, but was a slight one. You can't make any mistakes.
0-2, Ramirez bouncing ball to third. Vacuumed by Lopez, throw to the plate. Tag applied, Gutierrez got him. So the fielder's choice, Lopez makes up for it. Clean field at third. On target throw to the plate. Gutierrez dropping the tag. And Consuegra is forced out running on contact for the second out of the inning.
Again, runs at a premium. So, like you said, a nice makeup for Dadia Lopez. Accurate throw to the plate.
Ramirez off first, two down. Here's Nick Gattis. Wide open stance. First pitch. Breaking ball up and in, and it caught Gattis turning away on top of the one on his back. Hit by a pitch, second straight game, and Nick Gattis aboard to put runners at first and second with two out. Third time on base for Gattis this afternoon. Ramirez in scoring position at second. Gattis behind him at first. Two on, two out, 4-0 Brooklyn. Chance to add on. Here's JT Schwartz. Time called. DeVito holding the set for a while. And he's called for ball one. Pitch clock violation. And Schwartz ahead on the count. JT looking for his first hit today. 0 for 3. Ground out, pop out, and strikeout. 1-0. Schwartz takes a breaking ball low. Two balls, no strikes. Gutierrez keeping it in front. Cyclones wary of this potent Greensboro offense. Have been held down today, but Brooklyn not feeling comfortable with any lead. Have scored in three straight innings to take a 4-0 advantage and threatening for more. First and second, two down. 2-0. Schwartz, fly ball left field. Luke Brown coming over. Lance foul. Would have been trouble toward the sidewall. But the count to two balls and a strike on JT Schwartz. That no man's land area in back of third, short left field. Lopez and Brown coming together. But it lands foul. Schwartz still ahead on the count. Two balls and a strike on the Cyclones' first baseman. Alex Ramirez aboard at second. Gattis at first. Two down, 4-0 Brooklyn in the bottom of the seventh inning. DeVito holds the set. Off the belt, 2-1. Breaking ball. Off the outside corner, three balls and a strike. Schwartz ahead in the count. Jose Peroza waits on deck for Brooklyn. 3-1. Schwartz pops it foul, left side out of play, and the count full. Cyclones leading RBI man with another opportunity. Full count, two outs. Gattis and Ramirez will be off with the pitch. DeVito steers in, holds the set. Lifts the leg, 3-2. Fastball in off the plate. JT Schwartz works the walk, and the bases are loaded for Jose Peroza. Make it seven straight on base for JT Schwartz. Calix Crabb out of the Greensboro dugout. And it looks like this is going to be the end of the line for Ricky DeVito. Cyclones able to tack out a run in this bottom of the seventh inning, threatening for more with the bases loaded. Call to the bullpen for the Grasshoppers when we come back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700. Or visit online at panoramabustours.com. Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Bases are loaded with two outs. In the bottom of the seventh inning, Cyclones a 4-0 lead. Denny Roman takes over, the left-hander out of the Greensboro bullpen. Standing at 5'9", 180 pounds, 23-year-old, making his sixth IA appearance. Has thrown just 7 2/3 with an ERA of 8.22 into a big spot to try and keep it a 4-0 Brooklyn lead. Jose Peroza, the first to face him, pitch. Peroza taps it foul at home plate, 0-1. Peroza 1-for-3, base hit in the sixth. Been a hot hitter as of late. Trying to continue that stretch and really put Brooklyn in the driver's seat. Ramirez at third, Gattis at second, Schwartz at first, 0-1. Peroza takes in the dirt. Gutierrez down to the knees to keep it in front. A ball and a strike. In 7 2/3, Roman has allowed 7 runs and walked 5. Control has been suspect as strikeout stuff with 6 punchouts. 1-1. Peroza lifts a fly ball right center field, chasing head back toward the alley, settles under it, makes the head-high catch to close out the inning and strand the bases loaded. Cyclones do get a run, but can't add to it. We're through 7 from Maimonides Park. 4-0 Cyclones. Keith Radd with the play-by-play when we get back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hola Brooklyn, me llamo José Perosa. Estás escuchando el radio de los Brooklyn Cyclones.
Brooklyn 4, Greensboro nothing. Cyclones in good shape all day long. They're now in the eighth inning up on the Pittsburgh Pirates affiliate. Alongside Nick DeLuca, Keith Rad with you on MILB.TV and the Brooklyn Cyclones radio network. Second inning of relief for Dyson Acosta. Had a scoreless seventh, faced two over the minimum, had a first and second situation and got out of it. He's pitching behind Garrison Bryant, who is exceptional again today. His last five starts, four of them quality. And the one that was not, he went 5 2/3. Went as close as you can get without being officially a quality start, but it's just more good from Garrison. Acosta faces Jackson Glenn to open up the eighth. First pitch to the righty. Fastball hits the outside corner at 93 for strike one. Glenn 0 for 2 at the bottom of the order. It's 8-9-1. The 0-1. Powered in the air towards right center field. Consuegra over. Lifts his arm to fend off Ramirez. He's got it. And Stanley makes the catch. One out in the eighth. So Consuegra in right. Ramirez in center. Rudick in left. Add in Jalen Palmer to that mix. A little bit of Joe Swazi off the bench. Cyclones outfield pretty good. They're hoping to get Rowdy Jordan back very soon. Rowdy's been on the IL for a while. One down for lefty Luke Brown. Pitch missed outside at 89 for ball one. Now Rowdy Jordan has been the name that most fans have come to know. He was the most explosive player at the start of the year. 1-0. Wave and a miss by Brown. One ball, one strike. Jordan out of Mississippi State, national champion last year. Kind of do-it-all player this year. 1-1. Cut and a miss. 88 sinking down in the zone. Good pitch by Acosta with the changeup. One ball, two strikes. The spin and the 1-2. A bouncing ball foul rolling across the third base side towards the on-deck hitter picked up by Fajardo. He's the guy up next. Infield back, tilted to play the lefty to pull. One out, base is empty, top of the eighth, 4-0 Brooklyn. 1-2 on the Greensboro left fielder. Pitch, way outside. Acosta cooked it up to 94 that time, but missed. Now, Rowdy Jordan, when he gets back in, this can make things very, very interesting. I have no idea what the Mets are going to do because Jordan is a priority player as well, adding to the list of priority players. 2-2, popped up foul towards the third base side, Sweets, and out of play. So Rowdy has not played since June 19th, almost been a full month on the shelf. He's not a top 30 prospect, but they had him in the lineup almost every single day. Acosta fires the 2-2, and a slider dips down and in. Good take by Brown, 3-2. Now, if you picked up on the scent when the Cyclones were in Wilmington the last time Rowdy played, that was when he was playing second base. Payoff, roped on the ground to the right side, shorts to the backhand field, and a flip to Acosta coming the other way for the out. So Schwartz and Acosta work in tandem for the 3-1 putout. Two down in the eighth inning. And I do not envy Luis Rivera. Of course, the Mets have a plan. If you have a plethora of outfield talent, it's a good thing, not a bad thing. Because there are certainly minor league teams out there who would starve for one or two good outfielders. The Cyclones have a lot. Two down for Fajardo, the lefty. First pitch misses off the plate for ball one. Nick Gattis has been playing second base, and while Gaddy is a terrific baseball player, it's not his main spot. He's the third baseman catcher. The 1-0. Missed down low. Acosta falls behind 2-0. So maybe that's the spot for Jordan. A lot more second base when he comes off the injured list. I don't know if we'll see him this week, but after next week's All-Star break, he should be back. Perosa backpedals at third. 2-0. Ground ball to second base. Here's Gattis right on cue. Nick fields and flings across in time to retire the side. Acosta with two scoreless in relief. We're done with 7.5 innings from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn up 4-0 against Greensboro on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com. Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColosseoRistorante.com. Feeling good on this camp day at Maimonides Park. It is a hot one, a little after 2 o'clock on the East Coast. Sitting by the beach today to watch the Cyclones and the Grasshoppers. It is 87 degrees. It's a 4-0 Brooklyn lead. The wind been blowing in Brooklyn's favor for the second game of this six-game set. Clones trying to make it two in a row and look to add to this 4-0 lead in the bottom of the eighth against left-hander Denny Roman. Jalen Palmer leads off. First pitch from the southpaw. Lands on the outside corner at the knees for strike one. Wrapping up the fourth time through the Cyclones lineup. Palmer 0 for 2 with a walk. Pitch. Missed low. Kicks up dirt. One ball, one strike. Roman working third base side of the rubber. Out of the stretch. 1-1. Down low, ball two. Second baseman Jackson Glenn, he's up the middle. Tad to the first base side of the second base. Next pitch, fastball misses up and away. Three balls and one strike. A lot of traffic in that seventh inning against the Greensboro bullpen. Next pitch, Palmer swings and rolls it over to the third base side. Strike two. And while Roman came in to get the final out, he cleaned up DeVito's mess. Two runs, one earned, three walks, three hits, three strikeouts in an inning and two-thirds. Next pitch to Palmer. Jalen takes in the dirt on the outside corner and walks for the second time. He was 0 for his first two, and now back-to-back times aboard. Two walks and one strikeout. I guess that's the silver lining for Palmer, who's trying to straighten out all those strikeouts. Work on that keen eye. So he's on for Jose Mena. Nobody out. Bottom of the eighth. Pitch. Mena fouls it back to the netting along the first base side. No balls and a strike. So it was Garcia. Nick was terrific today, by the way. Struck out a career-high 9. That was over 5 innings. On the hook for the loss, though. 0-1. Mena hits a ground ball towards the shortstop. Acuna dives to his left, and it's by him. Palmer gets a great jump, goes first to third on the play, and slides in ahead of the throw from center field. Jose Mena with another hit. Hit a home run yesterday, is a little quiet today, but gets a high five from first base coach Chris Newell. First to third for the Clones, and they will not stop, up 4-0 in the eighth.
Hard ground ball back up the middle, outside the reach and into center field. Jose Mena with that good approach up the middle of the field. And the Cyclones with a chance to tack on.
Shervin Newton bats, switch hitter from the right side. Roman fires, and the breaking ball swirls over the back door. No balls, one strike. It's July 13th, and Newton's last multi-hit game came against Hudson Valley on July 1st. So just the second time in the month he's had more than a hit. He has a single and a triple today. 0-1, popped up and out of play towards the first base concourse. Strike two.
Both times that Newton's been on, he has scored. Came in on the Consuegra double in the second inning and the Matt Rudick sack fly in the fifth. The 0-2 bounce to the plate. Gutierrez chests it back to the dirt, keeps the runners at first and third. Newton, a 169 hitter from the other side of the plate, and a 118 hitter on this side of the plate against lefties. 1-2. Drilled to the right side. Glenn, the second baseman, reaches out. It's by him into right field. Palmer scores from third. Mena up to second base. Newton with three hits today. It's a ribby single to the right side, and it's 5-0 Brooklyn in the eighth.
And one for his last one from the right side. Shervin Newton, hard line drive, and continues that really good approach that has netted him three hits this afternoon. Cyclones not trying to do too much, coming through with runners on base and stretching the lead.
It is so tough to get one swing right, let alone two, and Newton does it here. Matt Rudick bats first and second, nobody out. First pitch, ground ball right side. Gonzalez dives. It's by him down the line in right field. Mena takes the turnaround third. He heads home. Here comes Fajardo's throw to the plate. Not in time. Mena scores. Two in the inning for the Cyclones, and it's 6-0.
And the type of approach that Brooklyn knows that they need. Got to be aggressive in this inning. Try and tack on Greensboro's offense. Again, can come back at any time, but Brooklyn really making some inroads of putting this game away. Now 11 hits on the board, and the approach top to bottom has been really impressive this afternoon.
Fernando Nieve goes out to visit with his lefty, Denny Roman. Cyclones have not had this kind of hit outburst in a long time. We talk about that Newton game on July the 1st. That's the last time the Cyclones had 11 hits and won the game 6-2. And today we're starting to see it a little bit like Greensboro did yesterday, which has come alive a little bit late. Cyclones only had two runs over the first five innings. Now five over the past three. Sixth, seventh, and eighth, they have come alive. Just saw Rudick with his second hit, second RBI. Newton has three hits. He's at third. So those guys are at the corners. Nieve with a quick meeting and back towards the third base dugout. Nobody out, and here's the man of the hour, though. Through all of this hitting, it's still Stanley Consuegra who's been the hero at the plate. Pitch way inside for ball one. Three doubles in one game for the first time in Consuegra's career. He had a four-hit game a couple years ago. 1-0. Fouled back for strike one. So a four-hit game way back in the day in his GCL days in 2018. This is a guy who has dealt with a lot of injury. Coming alive in 2022. 1-1, belted towards deep left field, towards the video board. Goodbye! Stanley Consuegra, the absolute hero today. Three doubles. Now a three-run home run. It's a four-hit day, and the Cyclones have a 9-0 lead in the eighth.
Have a day, Stanley Consuegra. Saves the best for last. A launch job, three-run homer. Got to make sure the video board is okay. Trying to find his way through some early struggles, and he is right at the plate at the moment. Really impressive for the 21-year-old.
This runs Danny Roman from the game. Rudick scores, Newton scores, Consuegra scores. Unbelievable day for Stanley Consuegra, and this eighth inning continues to be a mess for Greensboro. Cyclones with five runs, and by the way, there's nobody out in this inning. Greensboro goes to the bullpen. We'll take a break. We continue on in the bottom of the eighth when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Mammoth inning continues for the Brooklyn Cyclones. It's 9-0. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning, but the Cyclones have channeled five runs to start the frame, and there's nobody out. Pitching change for Calix Crabb in Greensboro. Right-hander Oliver Mateo comes on just to try to stop the bleeding. There's nobody out. Alex Ramirez, the first man to greet Oliver Mateo. Denny Roman could not get even one out in this inning. First pitch to Ramirez, misses outside. Ball one. Palmer walked, Maina single, Newton RBI single. And then Matt Rudick had an RBI single. It set up first and third, and Stanley Consuegra hit a three-run shot off the line score next to the video board. 1-0 to Alex, missed up and in. Alex ducking down, takes ball two. So Consuegra with four hits, three doubles, five RBIs. And I'm sure one Gatorade bath coming up. 2-0. Cut and a miss by Ramirez. Could not hold up on the check swing. Strike one.
Don't joke about that. They're scary.
It is scary for in-stadium hosts who have to stand there. They know it's coming. Especially ones named Nick DeLuca. The 2-1. Ramirez flies it foul to the right. Two balls, two strikes. So Roman's line is closed. Hide the kids. Third of an inning. Five runs, four hits, one walk, no strikeouts. 2-2. Ramirez fouls it back over everything towards the front gates by Surf Avenue. Two balls, two strikes. Alex 0-for-4 with two strikeouts. Mateo settles, first base side of the rubber. Pitch. Missed outside with a slider. 3-2. Oliver, 24 years old, from Badajoz, which is right around the same area, actually, the guy pitching for the Cyclones right now, Dyson Acosta, in the Dominican Republic. 3-2 pitch. Ramirez chases the slider in the dirt. A half-hearted swing. He went all the way through. And a slow saunter back to the first base dugout for Ramirez. Nine runs, 12 hits for Brooklyn. Unfortunately, Ramirez not quite part of it today. 0-for-5. Now Nick Gattis struck out his first time, but since then, double walk, hit by pitch. Sits low in his stance. Mateo rises the leg, fires. That misses up with 98 miles an hour. Ball one. Mateo has been with Pittsburgh since getting signed in 2018. Everything in relief. 1-0. Gattis ducks again for the second time today. He got hit back in the seventh. Hit yesterday. Feels like he's got a target on his back these days. Hitters count. Nobody on base, one out, 9-0 in the bottom of the eighth. Pitch off the plate. Ball three. Cyclones feasting on this Greensboro pitching staff that has really struggled. 3-0. Way inside. Gattis skirts backward out of the way and gets to take steps towards first base. Nick Gattis on 4 out of 5 times at the plate. And with one down, J.T. Schwartz strolls in. Cyclones are a team that we talk about. They don't score many runs. There's 120 teams in minor league baseball. They rank 117th in runs, 118 in home runs, 117 in batting average. This doesn't happen very often. First pitch to Schwartz, a strike at the knees. nothing and one. But when you get a chance to face a pitching staff that is struggling, you finally get to see some of that potential at the plate. 0-1. Schwartz cuts and misses at a changeup down and in. Strike two. I talk about these Cyclones waking up late against the bullpen. Ricky DeVito, Denny Roman, and Oliver Mateo. And early on, though, against Nick Garcia, who was phenomenal today. 9 strikeouts for the first time in his career. Also, these Cyclones were in trouble at the plate. 0-2. Strike three called. Schwartz takes it at the knees. Didn't like it. Says something to Jacob McConnell. And he meanders back to the first base dugout. But the guy today who threw Garcia and into this bullpen that has exploited this pitching staff, Stanley Consuegra, is having a day of all days. If I were him, before I jump on the bus back to the apartments, maybe slip over, grab a lottery ticket today. Why not? His Jose Peroza pitch hits him on the back. Peroza ducks, pulls the helmet off as he backpedals towards third. It was a breaking ball that slipped away from Oliver Mateo. And Peroza trots down to first base. Cyclones send up Jalen Palmer, who led off the inning. So Palmer's second plate appearance of the eighth. Brooklyn leads 9-0 against Greensboro. There are two outs. Palmer, 2 strikeouts, 2 walks. Pitch. Fastball missed in at 98 miles an hour. Ball one. Almost everybody out today for the Cyclones. 7 of the 9 have reached base safely at least once. 1-0. Chop foul at home plate by JP. 1-1. And also not to be forgotten in this 9-0 barrage is the 6th shutty from Garrison Bryant. The 2 shutout innings from Dyson Acosta and the potential total shutout for this pitching staff. 1-1. Slider nabs the outside corner on Palmer. Strike 2. Gattis at 2nd. Peroza at 1st. Mateo closes off. Huff and a puff. 1-2. Strike 3 called knee high. 97 at the knees. To end the inning. Palmer strikes out, but the Cyclones send 10 men to the plate and score 5 times to take this lead and balloon it even bigger. A 5 spot to make it 9-0. Brooklyn 3 outs away into the 9th when we get back on the Cyclones radio network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
What's more Coney Island than a hot dog or a ball game? Or you know what? Why not both? Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday at Maimonides Park. All Cyclones Wednesday home games will offer 2-for-1 hot dogs and discounted kosher dogs. Celebrate the dog days of summer with a delicious Coney Island hot dog and Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. That's 2-for-1 hot dogs on Weenie Wednesday.
Bad camp day to skip out and jump to the beach and hang out with the Brooklyn Cyclones, who lead 9-0 against the Greensboro Grasshoppers. 3 outs to go for the Cyclones into the top of the 9th inning. Trying to take the first 2 from the Pittsburgh Pirates affiliate. With Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Rad. Cyclones just made sure this thing is out of reach. Scored 5 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning against the Greensboro bullpen. 9 runs, 12 hits. The Cyclones pitching staff would love a shutout. Dyson Acosta out there for the final 3 outs. If he gets the final 3 outs, he will qualify for his 2nd save. Would be an interesting thing, but At least three in relief to close out the game. Qualifies for a save. And Acosta will take it. He's struggled. The relief side of Acosta has been really good and continuing that today. He's faced two over the minimum. He faces Acuna, Gonzalez, and Rodriguez. 2, 3, and 4. Acosta working out of the windup. First pitch to Acuna. Righty takes the strike at 96. 0-1. Tyson turns his feet, pauses, high kick, 0-1. Swing and a miss. That was an 88-mile-an-hour changeup. Totally fooled Francisco Acuna. Tyson ahead, the 0-2. Grounded to third base. Peroza hops to his right. Fields wings it across the diamond in time. One away. No strikeouts in this outing for Acosta. Trying to get through this as efficiently as possible. He is throwing 96, though. That is the best part of the whole outing. 9-0 Brooklyn, one down, ninth inning is Jacob Gonzalez. First toss, 95 miles an hour, kisses the outside corner. Fastball, strike one. Brooklyn with only one shutout victory this year. It was a 1-0 squeaker win against Wilmington and Extras. Next pitch, hit on the ground to second base. Scatta sashays to his left, collects, and spins it to first base in time. Two down, and the Cyclones an out away. That was part of a doubleheader game, you might remember. Cyclones won in Extras, 1-0 in 8. It was a doubleheader, so 7 innings. The next game, Garrison Bryant got the start. And from that day to today, he's been phenomenal. Another great one from Garrison this afternoon. First pitch to Endy Rodriguez. Lined in the air towards right field. Consuegra takes a couple of steps in, and Stanley makes the catch to put a bow on a day that belonged to him and Garrison Bryant. Stanley Consuegra, 5 ribbies. Garrison Bryant, 6 scoreless, and a total shutout for the Cyclones pitching staff. 9-0 win against the Greensboro Grasshoppers and the first 2 in the series to the Cyclones. We'll be back to wrap it up with the totals and our post-game show from Maimonides Park next on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night. A night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Cyclones, some hot stuff today against Greensboro. In this afternoon, Camp Day victory over the Greensboro Grasshoppers, 9-0. Alongside Nick DeLuca, Keith Rad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network for the totals and the postgame show. Cyclones today get themselves not only over or back to 500 last night, but over 500 today to 9-8 in the second half with a 9-0 win. 9 runs, 12 hits, no errors. Cyclones left 10 men on base. I mean, you complain about men on base, but you have so many of them. I mean, you get 9 in. That's a lot of men on base at all. Greensboro, no runs, 4 hits, 1 error, 4 men left on base. The victory today to Garrison Bryant, that's an easy one. He goes 5-1 with 6 scoreless today. The loss handed to Nick Garcia. That's a tough luck loss if I've ever seen one. 9 strikeouts, no walks, 5 innings, gave up just 2 of what ended up being 9 runs given up by the entire Greensboro staff. Tyson Acosta, his second career save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 27 minutes. And the attendance, 2,618. So I'll go back and recap this game. They began at 12:01, pitting Garcia with Garrison Bryant. And both starters were really locked in, especially in the bottom of the first inning. Cyclones at the plate, it would be a big day for them, but it started out with 3 strikeouts against Garcia, who had a career day with 9. Brooklyn did get to him, though, in the bottom of the third inning. A one-out single by Shervin Newton and a 2-out double by Stanley Consuegra. It was number 2 of what turned out to be 3 doubles on the day by Consuegra. So that made it 1-0. Garcia was so good but did give up another one in the bottom of the fifth inning. With 1 out, Shervin Newton back at it again. Triple to right center field. And Matt Rudick, with the guy at third base and 1 out, came up with a big sack fly to make it 2-0. From that point on, Garcia was done. Nick, 2 runs over 5, gave up 5 hits, didn't walk anybody, struck out 9. And Garrison Bryant motoring through with 5 scoreless of his own. He took it into the top of the 6th inning, his final inning of the day. And he gave out a single to Fajardo, the right fielder, but got through that and in tow. Garrison, when it all said and done, just 2 over the minimum this afternoon. So Cyclones added 1 in the bottom of the 6th, another 1 in the bottom of the 7th inning, and then 5 in the bottom of the 8th inning. That was the most explosive inning of the day for Brooklyn, to win 9-0. In that 8th inning, a three-run home run from Stanley Consuegra punctuated the big contest for the Cyclones. So go to 39-44, 9-8 in the second half. Greensboro to 34-47, 7-9 in the second half. We'll take a look at some scores from around the league today. Well, I forget we're playing so early. Hudson Valley played early today. They lost to Greenville 9-4, so they snapped their 9-game winning streak. Coming up later on, or I should say one more game going on right now, bottom of the 6th inning in Rome. It's 6-0 Bowling Green. Asheville hosts Winston-Salem at 6:35. Wilmington at Hickory at 7 o'clock. Jersey Shore visits Greensboro at Aberdeen at 7:05. And that does it for the slate in the league coming up later tonight. Meanwhile, the Mets affiliate circuit, 2 games today for Dunedin and St. Lucie. St. Lucie won the first 5-2. Game two just started, top of the first inning. Double-A Binghamton, David Griffin back down from Triple-A. He's on the mound against Erie at 6:05. 6:35, Jacksonville at Syracuse. Syracuse sending Tim Adelman on the mound. Mets, by the way, up 5-1 on Atlanta in the top of the 7th inning from Truist Park, trying to win the final game of that series before continuing on the road trip and heading to Chicago. We continue it on tomorrow. Game 3 of the 6-game set, Luis Romero against Adrian Florencio at 7 o'clock. Pregame begins at 6:40. So that does it from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn over Greensboro, 9-0. You've been listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network. For Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Radd, and as always, we'll see you at the next one.